With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, we're on in the mornings, and so it all works out perfectly.
Right.
But honestly, anytime you want to catch the show, radio.com app, KLUC.com.
Yep, we put up a full show podcast every single day. So just all of the pure content that we talk about every single day is up there. And then a 15 pretty good minutes, which is just some clips from the show if you don't have that much time to listen to a full show.
Brand new P1 power rankings are out. Just 48 hours old. The controversy continues. Man, and it's funny getting people involved in the show.
Yeah.
That now we're getting a little taste of what it's like. I'm just every little glaring, every little thing gets pointed out now. Somebody who will remain nameless was trying to start this big conspiracy theory yesterday that somehow the app, radio.com app, was ever so slightly ahead of the actual radio, which I got to be honest, I'm no scientist. I think that's physically impossible. I think it's like time travel. And on the others, remember how I mentioned a second ago how I'm not a scientist?
Yeah.
I want to confirm that I'm not a scientist.
Yes.
So pretty much after it leaves my mouth and goes into this microphone, I don't know what happens.
Nor do I.
I don't know how. I don't know where it goes. I don't know how it comes out the other end. I don't know how it works that way. Any of that.
There's this whole debate about well, the radio.com app is delayed by this many seconds, and I'm like, okay.
I think sometimes it is.
And I thought it would be. I don't know.
And by the way, because you all have dirty mouths, the actual show itself is delayed by 20 seconds.
Yeah.
It is. The actual show, what you're hearing right now, we just said 20 seconds ago. Because y'all can't control your yap. Like Megan Rapinoe, you can't keep the F-bombs from flowing.
I love it.
You don't have the ability. But yeah, and so they start banging that around on Twitter yesterday, and I'm like, wait, I thought you were on our side.
Yeah.
I thought you loved us. Oh no, you like us better than the rest, but you're not above tearing us down.
Uh-huh.
It was like, I don't understand what's happening right now. I don't fully get it.
And this was on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so off Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just done with it. And it's stuff like that I'm like, oh God. You want to get a hold of me, message me on Instagram or Facebook.
I like words. I like words, so I like Twitter. But it's funny that people go, oh, I'm leaving blah, blah, blah social media because it's so negative. Well, curate your feed. You can make your, just like real life, you can make your world as beautiful as you want to make it.
I'm just too lazy. I like words like you do. I just like the ability to say something smart-ass in as few words as possible.
See, Spence goes on Twitter to fight.
Yeah, well.
You did. At least you used to.
Yeah.
I muted Spence long ago. No, only because we've talked about this. Only because he has very pointed political opinions.
Yeah.
And I don't want politics in my social media
feed. It's not just him. That's you've blocked a lot. You've muted a lot of people because you don't want to see their political
unfollowed.
Videos. Yeah.
Unfollow, block, mute, unfollow. Whatever I gotta do, get it out. I don't need it.
You've unmuted me since.
No, I don't think I have.
I've had to block a lot.
Maybe I did that just so you'd see it, but I may have remuted you.
Because I don't get that political. There's an executive in this building that I've muted.
Because of his
political views.
I wouldn't know because I've muted you.
That's funny.
That's the beauty of it. Ooh, mouth it to me. Who's political on social? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
On your side or the other?
On my side. Oh no, he's on the other side.
He's on the other side. Yeah. He's on my side.
He's on your side.
He's on my side.
But I wish that you could like flag it as in like @SpenceTology, and then anything that like associated with political. I wish there was a way to mute that so I could still see like the cool stuff that you tweet, like funny stuff, and then all the political
stuff
I didn't
Twitter,
see.
So you're good.
Yeah, I specifically got off Twitter because I couldn't stand Spence's political rants anymore. So
which I've had none.
I know.
Is that true? You backed off that?
I never really was on it that much. I would do it occasionally.
I think that's in the eye of the beholder.
But now there's so much white noise with all of that, and it's all being done so much by so many people. You're just piling on. There's no point to it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So it's just, unless I had something very creative or different than anybody else is saying, what's the point of repeating the same thing?
That really is true, because it's like, okay, I get it. You love the president. Okay, I get it. You hate the president.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
Uh-huh.
It's just either of those sides,
right.
and away you go. Let's. Speaking of that,
with the first pick,
it's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of social media and politics,
word from your mother.
Well, that's not what I wanted at all. I wanted that one. Oh, there we go. Okay, that's better. Sorry, that button was right next to the other one. Wait a minute, why? They all look alike. You have the ability to color code them. All of my buttons are a lovely shade of light blue with white lettering. And after a while, they all look the same. Yeah. If I don't go in and do it. I usually push the buttons. Not that you care about any of this, but I usually push the buttons based on location. It really is. It's just I know that I wanted the one that's two from the bottom and one in.
Yeah.
Next to the blank space. And I knew that's what I wanted, but I just hit the wrong thing. So let's play a game.
Okay.
702-364-9898. Grab your phone really quick.
Okay.
Grab your most recent text message.
Yep.
It's the presidential campaign game. Your last name, the year 2020, or whatever name you want to use.
Yeah.
And your most recent text. So, for example, Kayla Walker, 2020.
Happy birthday, big guy.
Also good. The last one I saw, and by the way, your text is the one that put me over the edge on this. The one that I was hoping was your absolute last one was Kayla Walker, 2020. F the Long Island bagel guy. That's a great campaign slogan.
That's very funny.
Spence?
Spence McSpencer, 2020. Aw, so beautiful.
Yes. What's mine?
Chet. Do you want me to campaign you real quick? Chet Buchanan, 2020.
Talk to you soon. Hope y'all are well.
That's perfect. That's homespun is what that is. I like it.
Little Jess, 2020.
You'll have something to talk to your therapist about in 20 years.
That is brilliant.
Oh, listen. Tough. And it doesn't, I realize we've set a bar here, I think.
That's so funny. Wow.
We've set a bar here. That's a fun game. Okay, presidential campaign game, 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know if you heard, this billionaire guy has jumped into the race now, too, on the Democrat side.
Steyer, yeah.
He hates Trump so much.
He's been running commercials out of his own pocket for the last, what, year?
Yeah, about impeaching him and stuff like that. And then, so anyway, he jumped in, and then there's other people talking about jumping in. So we thought maybe it was time to poke fun at the presidential campaign. That's what we like to do when everybody starts getting all mad. We like to make jokes.
Yep.
So it's the Chet Buchanan Show presidential campaign slogan game, stolen straight from social media. You use your name, 2020, and then the last text that you wrote at 702-364-9898. Wanda in Spring Valley. Wanda, 2020.
It's Lambs. Wanda Lambs here. 2020. I'm going to take a nap. I'm exhausted.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Everybody loves naps.
Everyone loves naps.
Chris and Henderson, your campaign slogan.
Chris, 2020. High low at 330, range is 79 to 88.
Hell yeah, it is, I think.
Everybody loves Disneyland.
Deanna Lotta in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
Your campaign slogan, please.
Deanna Lotta, 2020. Do you have anything for Friday to get my nails done?
Everyone loves nails.
I think the country could use to get their nails done. They'd feel better. Everybody would just feel better.
That's good.
Our buddy all the way, May, in Southwest. Hey, May.
Hey.
What's your campaign slogan?
All the way, May, 2020. Someone returned it and didn't open it. Mine.
Solid campaign strategy.
That's great.
These are so funny.
Oh, man.
DLK, where did she end up in the P1 power rankings this week? She second, third?
I don't have
any. You're somewhere there. I'll bet she knows. Deanna, where'd you end up in the P1 power rankings this week?
I don't remember if it was second or third.
You know.
I promise I don't remember. I know I was your number one.
Well, duh. Spence says you came in. Spence says you came in fourth. What's your campaign slogan?
Oh, it was as bad as fourth. Oh my goodness. Okay, well that's okay.
Well, let's see how this works. See, maybe you can boost your standing. What's your campaign slogan?
Kaiser 2020. Let's see how this goes.
Let's see how this goes.
I would vote for you.
Let's see how this goes. You know what? I'm ready to vote for you right now, Jill and Henderson. What's your campaign slogan?
Mine is Jordan 2020.
What's going on with your phone right now? That's weird. Do it again, Jill. What's your campaign slogan?
That was weird. Sorry. It's Jordan 2020. Hey, come see me.
And Victoria Silverado Ranch, what's your campaign slogan?
That's perfectly fine. No problem at all. Take your time. Veronica 2020.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm just going to round it, call it 20 minutes away from High Low. I want to go to Disneyland. High number is?
781.
Low number is?
701.
The number you need to guess is?
I'm not doing that again.
No, it's happening? Okay, well, sorry, folks. Sorry, P1s. I tried to help. Tried to see if I could make it happen 2 days in a row. But no.
My boss would not be happy if I let that happen again.
Bank account number is? Personal cell phone number is? No?
No.
Nothing? All right, fine. Just checking. What's this dude's problem? Seriously. Bagel shop in Long Island. Everybody saw the video, right?
Yes.
Everybody. I don't think there's a single person on the planet that did not see this video yesterday. It went viral as quick as anything will ever go viral. Dude is wound tight.
You're great women. Why is that okay?
It's okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead.
So apparently he's going to get bagels. And from what I understand, there was some discussion also as to whether he cut in line.
Ah.
That started things. And then he thought that the girl behind the counter smirked at him.
Yeah.
And he was not pleased.
That's okay.
Said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father.
So what you missed is there's a guy in the background who tells him to be quiet.
Yeah.
And now this guy, now he's just turned anybody who engages in any way, shape, or form. He wants a piece of.
Yeah.
So this guy... He goes.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
Or my boss.
Outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not standing.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
This guy seems to be the biggest one of the bunch.
Yeah.
And he's decided now. Didn't you get the idea that like
he's standing in the very far back of the restaurant and he's like, "All right, we're done. It's enough."
Or at least he was a kind of over to the side and
go ahead and attack you, Jake.
Oh my God. And he did.
Oh my God.
Grabbed him by the throat and took him down. Oh, and then at the end I love the girl who's videoing.
Oh my God.
I just wanted bagels. Nowhere to. How did it all turn out?
So what he ended up doing later was they tried to escort him out. He's like, no, I'm just going to get my breakfast. They're like, all right, let him get his breakfast and leave. So the woman behind the counter tried to hand him his bagel after everyone cleared away from him and stood back. And he's like, I don't want this bagel. Slaps it out of her hand and goes to walk out. And the woman behind the counter starts laughing. She's like,
right.
And so he that triggers him.
How'd she laugh again? Okay, good.
And then it triggers him again to come back. He goes, you know what? Forget that. Picks the bagel up. He's like, I'm going to eat my breakfast. I'm going to eat.
Wait, how do you know all this?
Because there's another video that got released
There's two other videos. That's
and
the one.
Yeah, so he's like trying to go back in on her. And so finally, I don't know if it was her manager or something, but like moves the girl and goes, walk out, like trying to push her to
just
the back. Like, just be away from the counter. Don't laugh at this guy. You're literally just encouraging him to behave like this.
All I know is unemployment for Joe Pesci has not worked out in his favor.
Cops came, but no charges were filed. I don't think your height is your issue, bro. I think it might be the way you deal with the world.
Yeah.
Might be a touch angry. You know what? Needs a trip to Disneyland.
Apparently.
That'll set you straight.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
High low. I want to go to Disneyland is coming up in like less than 10 minutes. We may try and squeeze in a 177-second survey. There is a piece of the guy who is now just known as Bagel Guy.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
Or my boss. He throws that in as an act. You're not God or my father. Oh, I would shut up for my boss.
That's funny.
I believe the whole world is put upon this poor dude.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.